show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, June 17th, 2024, and we are coming to you live. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Ooh, yeah. Carmen.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you again for all those teases.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was juicing it up this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's mine? Where's mine? What'd you guys do with mine?
What do you want? What do you want?
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I put my order in and kind of Carmen brought it.
There's you guys cool t-shirts, well, too.
I bet you guys are all like, oh, Calvin doesn't need these. Freeloader over here.
Grifter went heavy in the box there. Just saying. Heavy-handed.
Grifter went heavy on the box.
What a jerk.
Thank you, Carmen. I'll get them back from Joe.
You're welcome.
Now, there's a box right there, yeah. And there's t-shirts and everything.
So. I'm just making observations.
Hold on.
All right. Logging in.
And for the 18th time.
Logging out.
Hold on.
Log it in, boss. I'm shaking it, boss. Logging in, boss.
I'm shaking it. Oh, can we talk about that for a second?
Cool Hand Luke?
No, close enough. Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Watch it yesterday on television from the start.
Okay.
Very rarely do you catch it from the start on TV.
All right. What do you got?
My wife looked at me and said, I'm putting this on for you because it's Father's Day.
Oh, I said, oh, nice. I like it.
And I watched it, and they beeped out the word S-H-I.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm a 52-year-old man who just had to spell it and make a noise while I was saying it. I can't believe on pay cable, not HBO or whatever, but like on AMC, which you have to pay to get.
Right.
They, in 2024, they still have to beep that word out.
Yeah, it's wild.
You could dudes can kiss dudes. you know, condom commercials. All these things that they fought over all the years. That we're all like, that was ridiculous. Why can't you show all that? Mm-hmm. And still, the one thing you can't do is say the S word.
Because it's interesting, because I have seen before where a movie will bleep that word out, but then let the F word or something else in. And it's like, that's weird that they would bleep that. Although, you know what it may be also? It just may be that version of it.
Yeah.
You know, they may have played, we played the one where it has the beeps.
Well, sometimes the time of day, too. Like, it was the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
It was the middle of the day, but they had no problem showing several attempted gang rapes in the movie.
Was it when Andy was in the tube? Is that's what they beeped out?
No. It was a casual conversation that Red was having out in the yard.
Okay.
And he didn't even refer to the poop. He just said the word casually, the S word. I don't give a S.
Oh, yeah.
And they, it's a, like, I can't believe that I can't say that word. I'm going to ask again today if I can say that word. Like, because, like, I think it's like people don't understand, and comedians always get mad because I could be like, boy, Spanish is a real dick.
Yeah.
But I can't say, hey, Spanish has got a big old, you know, that's the same word. Can't say it. And it's ridiculous. But the S word then should apply to the same thing. I can't say, man, I was taking a mean, you know, the other day.
Whoa.
But I can say you're full of.
Right. Or stop doing that.
Right. I'm gonna double check.
Remember when South Park did the episode where they said the S word like 150 times?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had
a
counter on the bottom every time they said it.
But I found out, so my friend Al Dukes, who works for Sirius XM, well, no, he worked for CBS Radio now, but when he worked for God, it's so confusing. When Howard was on terrestrial radio, his job was to sit in a room and listen to it and dump the things that he was supposed to dump based on the FCC guidelines so that Howard didn't get in trouble. And Al was like, I know it inside and out now what I'm supposed to do. So one time I'm watching the MTV Movie Awards or some award show, and Peter Facinelli got up there for Twilight. They won an award. And he was just cursing his face off. And I said, good. I hope he shuts on MTV. And I hope this guy gets blackballed from Hollywood. Because he was just being a jerk off. And it was right in the middle of all the Janet Jackson stuff. And Al texted me and said, no chance. And I said, why? And he goes, because he's on pay cable, basic cable. MTV is not basic cable. It's pay cable. You have to pay to have it. Therefore, he can do it. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So maybe if we charge everybody 1 cent a month for that show.
Right? I was just, did I ever tell you that I actually invented cable radio?
No, I was unaware.
Yeah.
I didn't see your Lamborghini in the parking lot.
No, I invented it.
Mr. Cuban.
Before I was in radio, I knew the radio guys from working in the club, and I was talking to one of them, and I go, so you guys can't, like, because FCC, you can't swear, and he goes, yeah, and I go, what about like with HBO, they pay for that so they can swear and do everything? He goes, yeah. And I go, what if they paid for radio, if you had a subscription based thing?
Right.
And he goes, yeah, that would never work. And I go, I don't know.
Invented satellite radio.
Satellite radio.
Without the satellite technology.
Yeah, I'm just the idea guy.
I got it.
I don't know how to make things happen.
It's not infrastructure. It's just the idea.
Yeah, I also invented them putting the beer in plastic or aluminum cans, whatever, or aluminum bottles.
Right, yeah.
Because I said, because you can't take the bottles to the beach. And I go, why don't they just put it in the plastic bottle? And people are like, oh, it would go bad. I go, soda? Have you ever heard of soda? Idiots.
Soda never goes bad.
It's carbonated. It's fine, whatever. And they go, well, probably because you would have to have like a brown bottle or a green bottle so the sunlight. And I go, yeah, they can do that with soda. I go, I don't understand what's going on.
I love an aluminum bottle.
Yeah. But they don't do the plastic bottle. They do the aluminum bottle.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. I have all these ideas.
I watched the Brat Pack documentary this weekend.
Oh, did you? Oh, really?
Can I tell you why? I particularly like Andrew McCarthy, but it is almost like he made the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He made the documentary. So you can't have the least popular guy make the documentary because they're not all taking his phone calls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw a thing where it said it really depends on who answers the phone.
Who's the number one person in the Brat Pack?
Rob Lowe. I would say Estevez.
See, I would have said Molly Ringwald.
She's not even in it.
But she's the number one person in the Brat Pack.
No. She's not in the Brat Pack.
Oh yeah, sure she is.
Don't they have that discussion of who is in the Brat Pack? Yeah, I didn't think she was in the Brat Pack.
Who do you think it is?
Literally just St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, see, it's St. Elmo's Fire plus Molly Ringwald, John Cryer, Timothy Hutton.
But John Cryer even says he's not. He says he's not.
Because he's not as popular as the rest.
Is Anthony Michael Hall?
No, I think he's the second. I think he was right after. I think that whole Anthony Michael Hall.
But I mean, he was in.
No, I know
stuff with Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, but he was younger.
Yeah,
so.
Farmer Ted.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's not. It's not worth watching. But it's just kind of boring, and it's Andrew McCarthy and Molly Ringwald saying no, and Judd Nelson not returning his phone call, and you know, he got Demi Moore a little bit, which was boring. He got Rob Lowe, which was boring. And the worst part was, I thought these people would have nicer houses. I really did. Emilio Estevez seems like he's doing just fine.
Rob Lowe's doing fine.
Oh, I know, but he didn't have a very nice... The room that they were in was not very impressive.
And did it say Rob Lowe's house?
Yeah. You want to talk to me. You want to do a documentary to me. I'm bringing in the most impressive room in my house.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're looking at gold records. You might even be in here, you know?
Yeah, I'm amazed at people that do stuff. It really shows that they need all the different people on the film. They need the writers. They need the lighting people. Because there'll be people that are famous that are on like a Zoom call or something, and it's shot from below their chin. And they're like, and it's just a bare wall behind them. And you're like, what is going
That's
on?
That's why I have Joe, to make everything look so good.
That's right. Yeah.
You're welcome, Michael.
Fantastic.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. See?
Galvin's head's cut off, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah, so it's him trying to track these people down and call. Hey, Ally Sheedy's in it. It's people they haven't talked to, and he hasn't talked to in 30 years, him just blowing them a call out of the blue and saying, hey, it's Andrew McCarthy. I'm making this film about the Brat Pack. But the good thing is, and I didn't really understand this, was the whole documentary is about how they didn't like being called the Brat Pack.
Right.
And the writer who called them that, and they go to his house.
He's
very unapologetic. It's very, very interesting there. That's the best part about it, I think. It's not, if you like those sort of actors and that time of movies, it's okay to watch, but it's not very good.
I also wonder how many people that's lost on. Do you know where the genesis of Brat Pack came from?
Why do they
call him Brat Pack? Carmen, do you have any idea?
No.
Yeah, because you're younger. Gio, any idea?
I know Rat Pack.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So Sinatra and those guys were the Rat Pack. Yeah, exactly. But I would imagine a lot of people are like, I don't even know why they call them Brat Pack.
Yeah. Oh,
they're brats.
They touch on that a little bit in the thing. And what I didn't realize was the reason why they wrote the article is supposed to be about Emilio, and they turn it into a whole Brat Pack thing because every movie that was being made in Hollywood was younger actors for the first time. It was all, you know, you saw old actors, and now this is the first time young actors were taking over Hollywood, and they were all good actors of substance. They
right.
weren't just, you know, so it's so funny Andrew McCarthy didn't dare try to call Tom Cruise. at all.
Yeah, because they went into that because of the Outsiders. Whether any of them were Brad Pack.
You had Outsiders, you had Reds, you had, you know, all these. He goes to Timothy Hutton's house, and Timothy Hutton is, they always said you were like the godfather of the Brad Pack because you had been in adult movies, you know, not adult movies, right, but the movies with adults, and then you got into the Brad Pack movies afterwards, you know. It was pretty interesting. Timothy Hutton, nice house. it was weird to see. I felt more sad for Andrew McCarthy and Ali Sheedy than I did the rest of them. Although they all seem very happy. Like, if you called me and you said, hey, we want to do a, you know, I'm talking about in 20 years, we want to do a documentary about you and the cuck together. And I'd be like, all right, you know, it's interesting. I'll talk about it. It's been 20 years, you know, whatever we'll talk about. But Ali Sheedy was sitting on like a dirty couch. But no, she wasn't poor. You could tell she had, like when you live in New York, and if you have $1 million, if you have $2 million and you live in New York, you're still living poor.
Yeah.
You're still living in a one bedroom or a small two bedroom, but you're living in a nice neighborhood. That's the difference.
It has Ali Sheedy worth between $4 and $7 million.
Okay. And now $4 and $7 million is a very common net worth in New York. You know what I'm saying? Because they get paid more. They do it. She's got all that money in the bank.
Yeah. So she's quietly been doing stuff, not a ton of stuff and not a lot of big stuff, but, you know, enough
to keep the insurance from SAG.
Yeah, exactly. And she's not having to go and be a waitress somewhere or anything like that. So
So she probably doesn't have to work, but she lives within her means. She lives somewhere where, I don't know, at least that's what it looked like from the documentary.
And then Emilio Estevez, you have no idea, because he did do Young Guns and do that stuff, but there was a time where he really wasn't doing anything, but also you have no idea with the Mighty Ducks, what his back end on was that.
The third one.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. That could be a ton of money because it's Disney. And
also, he comes from a rich family.
Yeah, that's true as well.
That helps out too, you know.
I think they made three or four Mighty Duck movies.
Yeah.
Three or four Mighty Ducks and a TV special.
And the TV show. But that was just recent.
He might have some back end on all of that. Yeah.
They say Emilio Estevez, you're looking at around $18 million.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be low.
$20 million. It's probably low.
I told you, they're probably figuring out how much he made, what he might have left. But imagine he takes that money and just puts it away, you know?
Yeah,
and Brandon Martin Sheen set up a trust fund for him.
By the way, you know who has money? And we had talked about this before because he is a guy who... is a comedian. He's done a couple movie things, whatever, but he invested in real estate and does a lot of stuff.
Oh, Byron Allen.
Duff Davidoff.
Him and his brother, yeah.
Duff Davidoff has a lot of money because he owns buildings in New York and all kind of stuff and at the right time.
That's what I tried to convince my brother to do during the pandemic. Everybody was fleeing New York. I'm like, we should start buying buildings in New York.
Yeah. You know, because it's not going away.
Right. Yeah. People are coming back to buildings for sure. And, you know, people need to work and live.
I was just reading an article about Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he made like $30 million off real estate. More money than he made from his music career, he made off real estate.
Yeah.
Just over the last 15 years. Yeah. He made it.
Yeah. And because he goes in and he does the work too. Yeah. He actually does construction stuff. He knows what he's doing.
Mm. How about this? You ready for this? 411 still works.
Oh, wow.
You dial 411.
No.
Oh, yeah. Do it right now.
Did you do it from a landline?
No. I don't know. I haven't seen a landline in years.
That's what I mean. Actually, whenever you dial 411, it goes, dee-doo-doo. Google it.
411 still works, and people still use the phone book.
I mean, Carmen, how many times have people called or asked you where the studio is or the directions or what number?
Every time they need to.
You can't figure that out on your own?
Yeah, no.
Did somebody answer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. A live person.
Wow.
City and state, please.
Yeah. Did they say, why are you calling from the future?
Yeah.
Finally. I can't imagine how much that cost. My mother used to get so mad at us when we called 411 when we were kids. That's $1.29 every time, you know, and I never understood that.
Did they pick up and say, did you mean to call 911?
It's just an emergency.
Are you about to dig in your backyard? Did you mean to call 611 or whatever that stupid number is?
I'm very much against automated customer service or bad customer service. Like, if you're going to have somebody representing your company on the phone, they better be trained. They better be able to speak English or fake it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to point out, the best customer service that I've ever received ever on the phone, I think, is GoDaddy, the website domain place, they're just so helpful for dummies. You know, I'd have to call them and go, "Hi, I have a question about my domain." Like, they're just, I have no idea what I'm saying or doing. When I call them, they're so great and they get everything all done. And then they're like, a lot of times they'll be like, "Hey, Mike," and I go, they use your name, and I go, "Yeah," and they're like, "You have like 4 accounts. Can we merge those?" I go, "Yeah, please merge them." Like, they go out of their way to do it. Yesterday, I had a customer service issue. And I had a call. Was it good or bad?
Good.
It was good.
Bad.
Oh,
bad.
Good times.
It was fantastic.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what it was? The Hard Rock.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
The Hard Rock has the Unity card.
Yeah, yeah.
Galvin, I may be able to turn you on to something.
Okay. What's the Unity card?
Okay. It's a player's card.
So it's a player's card, right? And then they call it the Unity card. Like, the last time I pulled out my Hard Rock card when I went there, they looked at me like, he's here. The first one. It was old. It was an old Hard Rock Tampa card. They use this Unity card now, and it's one for all the Hard Rocks, for the one in Hollywood, the one in Atlantic City. And do you use your app?
The Hard Rock. No, I use the Hard Rock Bet app, but I don't use.
No, the Unity app.
No, no. I need to get on the Unity app.
So we're sitting around the table yesterday for Father's Day. And when I had my 40th birthday there at the Hard Rock, my dad and my sister and his wife stayed there at the Hard Rock. And they love the pillows so much. I'll go to a hotel and I'll love the pillows. And I'll go, "Oh, I love the pillows at the hotel." They went so far as to go downstairs and go, "Where did you get them pillows? We want to buy the pillows." And they ordered a whole bunch of those pillows.
Oh, wow.
So, turns out one of the giveaways they're giving away are pillows right now.
Oh, nice.
And my sister, who I guess is going there with Galvin to the Hard Rock because they're there all the time. She's there. Yeah. Oh. She was like, "There, oh, it's pillow and the giveaway." And then I went, "I don't know how you guys get all giveaways." My brother's like, "I'm pretty sure I go to the Hard Rock more than you, and you, I don't get." My sister taught us all how to give the giveaway. It's good to have a lawyer in the family.
Yeah.
We went through, open up the app, and you log in and you put all your stuff in there, and then there's just all the giveaway things and all your tier credits and all that stuff.
Yeah, because otherwise you get the mailer thing that they send out, but that's like once a month. Yeah, exactly. The other thing is,
my sister's going on a cruise next week, courtesy of the Hard Rock.
Well, what does she do? What does she play there?
I don't know. Slot machines, slots. Probably. Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff with the slots because you put your card in and you do it. Every time I sit down at a table, though, I give them my card. But I guarantee
they're not giving it to you.
I'm doing more than most people on slots, spending and, you know, going back and forth. Because I literally, if I go from one table, if I go over here and I win at this table, I go, I cash in my chips, I come back, and I sit down at a different table and get more chips. Because that's more money on your card that looks like you're spending more money and doing stuff. But I guarantee that the slot machines, for some reason, get more than the table.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I'm assuming that's what she does.
Because my wife's friend that is over there all the time that likes Joe, and she's a widower, and she's a multimillionaire. She spends a bunch of money, and they just give her everything. Yeah. Like, she stays there all the time, and they give her this, and, you know.
You think the tables are better odds? They want to encourage you to go to the slot machines because it's lesser?
All the jackpots always are on slot machines.
I know multiple people personally that have won jackpots at the Hard Rock.
Well, yeah, the thing with the slot machines are they're pretty dummy proof.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? You're just hitting a button and going and it tells you that you win, whatever, where you're playing strategy games whenever you're playing table stuff.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what you're playing. They say the best odds in the casino is Baccarat. It's basically 50-50.
That is 50-50. What they were playing. Who told me that?
I had told you before.
No, somebody told me this weekend that's they were playing. By the way, that's one of the things I heard. People were playing there a lot.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the best odds in there.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, if you know what you're doing with blackjack, you have a decent odds with that. But house is usually everything.
Yeah. I tried to convince my wife. So this is how we do it. We have. She runs all the money in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a business bank account, but it's business stuff for write-offs and all that stuff, so I can't really dip into it. So when I need money, I have to release the funds. She has to release the funds to me.
Like a gatekeeper.
Yeah. Listen, it's not fun all the time, okay? But also, my credit score is 850, and I actually have money, as opposed to when I live with Pete, and we used all our money, and we had no money, and I was in the 400s. So it's a good trade-off. Get yourself a good Jewish wife. She'll take care of your money. So I had my Vegas trip coming up to go see Conor McGregor. So I had to ask how much money I could have to go to Vegas. What do you think would have been a good...
Ooh.
A good...
2,000.
Well, that's okay, Carmen. That's pretty good. Now, keep in mind, we got there on Thursday. We came back on Sunday.
Oh, I would have said five hard G's.
Oh, that's a lot. That's 1,000 a day.
But you also ask for more.
Well, I always ask for 10,000.
Right.
if I go, can I get this done on the Sprinter? And she goes, what's it going to cost? I go, probably about $7,000. She goes, $7,000. I go, how about $2,000?
Right. She's yeah. Like, all right, that's where you go. That's where you go.
Shock them first. Shock and awe.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're going to Vegas and you're going to gamble and you're doing that stuff. Yeah. I'm looking between $3,000 and $5,000.
So I got $5,000, released to take to Vegas, it was great. Woo. I mean, I had to negotiate with the bank. The bank gave me the money that I really wanted. And I felt like plus I got credit cards, so I'm not gonna pay for anything with cash. It's all gambling money.
Yeah, for sure.
I imagine you asking your wife for money is like Deal or No Deal. You gotta answer questions, call the bank.
She's a shadowy figure upstairs. Yeah. She just shakes her head no.
You have to pick a briefcase.
$300. Yeah. Oh, come on.
So now that we're not going because the McGregor fight was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I feel like I have $5,000 in gambling money coming to me. Yeah. We have a casino right here.
Right.
So I try to negotiate that. Mm. She's not having it. Oh. I feel like, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
Deal.
Yeah. That is, I feel like we haven't been over there in a while. I almost went there twice this weekend. My brother called me on Friday. Friday, and he was like, hey, Hard Rock? And I was like, no, I have no money. No, I'm not going there. And then on Saturday, I was at Pete's house. Pete's always got a harem of girls at his house, and they were like, let's go to the Hard Rock. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
The Sultan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gio, it was unbelievable.
I totally believe it.
And the worst part about it is that he doesn't care. You know what I mean? He's not like, hey, I got girls over here. There's always girls.
I think that's the move, though.
Mm-hmm. I walk in, like, if I walk in and I know that there's going to be hot girls there, I'm at least wearing my nice cutoff sleeve shirt. You know what I'm saying? There's Pete.
My finest pair of gym shorts.
Pete's on the couch wearing a shirt that doesn't match his shorts with his belly hanging out, watching hockey and just laying there and he's, you know, being cool. And the girls are running around and bringing him drinks and stuff. I go, this is the Sultan.
I imagine they're feeding him grapes one at a time.
One of the girls said, why do you call him the Sultan? I go, look at you. Look at you.
You don't want to know what I call you.
No, that's the other thing. They're quality girls. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's so funny.
You were saying about Deal or No Deal. There was a thing on 30 Rock where they were trying to come up with new shows for NBC. And one of them was, I don't know whether it was called Gold or No Gold or Golden Briefcase or something. And it was all the girls in there. You have to figure out which briefcase has gold in it. All the girls are standing there with the briefcases and one's struggling gold. And he goes, that one.
That's funny. We've talked about this off the air before, but even Seinfeld has said it now. There's no way that show would survive.
Yeah.
It is the rapiest show on. The more I watch Seinfeld, the one episode where we talked about the other day where they were looking at what's her face, his boobs, her cleavage.
Terry Hatcher.
No. Denise Richards.
Oh, Denise Richards, yeah.
She was 15.
Yeah.
15.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking at her, which, you know, it's a real story. And you see a girl that's hot and she's got boobs hanging out. We're all going to get stuck in the cleavage look.
Also, the show is based on Jerry's life. He banged a 17-year-old.
That's true, yeah. But then, it's just all about Jerry banging girls.
Oh, yeah. Every week, it's a different hot chick that he's banging.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny. And then George just thinks he can get all the girls.
Yeah.
George just had no realization that he looked like George. He's a Sultan.
Yeah.
All right. We got a good show today. It is Monday. Our phone number is here if you want to reach us, 727-579-1025. Or 800-771-1025. How's your dad doing? How was Father's Day?
Good. Everything was really good. Yeah, we all got together and stuff and had a big old seafood boil and stuff. It was nice. Everybody up there, so we had a good time for sure.
I got gifts. I got new UFOs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was very happy with that. Yeah. My daughter got me a giant car that says Fat Nipples on it.
Okay.
yeah, it was good. We had a good time. Who do you get gifts for?
For Father's Day?
Yeah.
I have in the past got for my father, whatever, but most of the time it's card.
See, I got my father something, and took my father-in-law, we went out to dinner, and then I went to my brother's house, so I'm like, well, now I got to get him a gift. I'm at his house. He's making food for everybody.
What kind of
gift?
He's
like, well, no, like a, I think we got him an Amazon gift card. Like, you know.
Right. It was did he get you a gift?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was crazy. We're all gift givers.
I need to bring that up with my family.
Oh, what did you get?
Yeah.
I don't have a father, so I don't give gifts to.
Oh, you know who's in worse shape than you? Is Love Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that photo.
No, okay. But things are looking up.
That should make you feel good, Gio. Yeah. Love Tiger's in worse shape than you. I mean, I know you're terrible, but I know it's worse.
That's a hell of a bar to set. But I saw a before and after.
It's not good.
No?
So he sent me the list. I'm not supposed to say it was him. Sorry. Oh. He sent me the list of all the things that are terrible and why he hates his life. Uh-huh. He's 54 years old. He lives with his mother. Mm. He can't take... I love Tiger. Listen to me. You need to call the show, whether it be through internet or whatever it is, to explain to me what's going on. He's miserable because of there's mold. He does have black mold in his house.
Oh, yeah. It's probably why he's going to the hospital all the time.
But he's saying he can't take a shower because they have no water.
Oh.
And there's no water in his pool. He said there's no water in the pool and the screen's broke. I could get the pool cleaned and I could get the screen fixed. If that's the problem in his life so he could have a pool for the summer, I could get that stuff done.
You could shower in the pool.
I need to know. Well, I need to know why he, which I have to tell you right now, this is gross, but I'll tell you, I did not take a shower this morning, and I usually take it at night before I go to bed, but I fell asleep early, and I was in the pool, so now I feel like I got chlorine skin right now. I'm itchy and all.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I need to know Love Tiger's problems. And then he said, I hate my life. This is what you could tell by my beard. And I went, I don't really understand that. And I finally wrote to him and I go, what does the beard have to do with it? And he goes, it's because Joe's, it's what you do when your life sucks. You grow a beard. And I went, wait a second. What? I have a beard.
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, he shaved his beard.
Yeah.
So I need to know what's going on. And I feel like he looked better with the beard.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
He has been showing up in the chat and talking to people.
I know, but I need to talk to him on the air so that I can hammer out what he needs done. If he's got plumbing issues, we can call Olin Plumbing, and I can hire them to go out there. If he's got a rescreen issue, I got screening companies. I mean, every time I mention screens, I get 100 guys email me. I heard Love Tiger last week talk about he emailed me. If it's a pool, I guarantee you there's 9 million pool companies listening to this. Will be like, we'll show you how we could turn a black pool blue in a couple of days. You know what I mean? There's stuff to be done, Love Tiger. I just need to know what's going on. I need to know what the problem is.
Take him Joe's phone and then he can call into the show.
Oh. Yeah, sure, right. I give him Joe's phone.
Well, you know,
if he promises to make video once a week.
I mean, why you got to be such a jerk, dude?
I'm trying to get
it's Love Monday
Tiger.
Morning.
I'm trying to get
I'm
Love
not
Tiger
let
the show.
You harsh my vibe. You're not going to harsh my vibe.
I'm trying to help the show.
No, you're not.
Speaking of harsh and vibes, guess what I did on Saturday?
What'd you do?
I listened to a little bit of Sad Weirdos.
Oh,
yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought you do pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You do good where I wasn't like Shark puts me to sleep with that voice, but you sounded good and it wasn't there was no crying.
There was no crying on Saturday. Yeah, yeah. There was one woman that called and she cried.
Why are ladies calling? It's a dude show.
Yeah, you should kick them off.
I felt really bad for her. She's a single mother of 4 kids.
Probably Love Tiger's mother.
Keep your leg shut.
Yeah. Oh my God, that wasn't why.
Whoa.
Quit being a whore.
Yeah, her kids are all like in their mid-20s and older, and I guess they're all coming back to her and telling her all the things that she did that screwed them up now.
Oh, brother.
And, she was like, I don't know what to do. She's like, I feel terrible about it. And she's like, I was just doing the best I could at that age.
But don't you understand, like, so I think about things that my mother did, and I go, how could you do that? You know, I mean, she was a great mother. I don't mean like that. But I'm like, just dumb things sometimes. And then I realize my mother was 20-something years old with 2 kids. Of course she's going to do dumb things. She's half the people I see on Dr. Phil right now. But that's it, though. As an adult, you have to realize that and move on.
Yeah. Well, I brought, because she was, she felt bad. She was like, I don't know what to say to them. And I was like, well, I mean, if you think about it, you're kind of lucky that they're bringing it up to you at all, because most people just hold in that resentment and never say anything. And then you live your lives and they're just mean to you. Now, at least they're willing to talk to you. So it could be worse, you know? Use it as an opportunity.
You know what I would have told her? I would have said, just don't even talk to them. They're idiots.
Yeah.
You raised these kids. You did your best. Now they're, ooh, this is why I'm sad.
Idiots.
Can I just tell you that my family bought me a fishing charter and we canceled it because it was supposed to be a monsoon this weekend and it barely rained.
I know. I was thinking
really
about you
annoying.
On Sunday. Yeah.
And we were driving home and I go, ooh, pretty bright out. Should have went fishing. I listened to it for a couple of minutes. It sounded it sounded good.
Thank you. Yeah. I had fun. Yeah.
I made a promo for it.
Oh boy. Oh, I saw.
Oh yeah, I did. I made a promo for it on the
those make me
Instagram.
Laugh. They make me laugh.
Anytime you can make Shark cry, it makes me laugh.
When you do that, it's so good.
Yeah. Did Shark see the promo?
Yeah, he does.
I'm advertising.
Yeah. He appreciates it. He always says any publicity is good publicity. Yeah, that's what he says.
Have you brought up the idea of the name change to better brand the show?
I did. I was like, you know, they call it the Sad Erday Show. Yeah. He was like, it's better than Sad Weirdos.
I think Sad Weirdos is great.
Sad Weirdos. If you told it tells me what's going to be on the show, it's going to be an hour long of Sad Weirdos.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a bad idea for a show. I just can't, I know the way you guys are doing and I understand there's guys that want to talk and do that. You know, it just made me mad with Shark when he did all that, Ithaca.
I know. But it really does make me laugh when you do the crying, water.
Yeah, it's so perfect.
Dude, it's so good.
And what's his current name? What is it?
Be Real.
Let's Get Real.
That's horrible. That's a horrible name.
When Shark does, nothing's better than the Shark pre-Saturday video. Just walking through the park, talking about my show on Saturday.
I hope he gets mugged. I don't know.
By a woman.
Yeah.
By a woman. Just take his fanny pack and run.
His hair scrunchy. That's all you have? Just punch him in the stomach.
Oh, yeah. And then sometimes when he lets his hair down, I'm like, oh, it's happening.
Does he have a staff? Does he carry a staff with him?
He doesn't have a staff.
Gandalf the Grey?
Yeah. I got some ropes for him if he wants.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll buy him a staff. I should have gotten that for Father's Day.
You want me to describe Shark to you one story? Shark's a pretty peaceful guy. And when the 98 Rock had this idiot douchebag program director named Double Down, did you ever know him?
Yes.
I did not. I just know his name. And he was dead set on having me lose my job and become, he was like, I'm taking over. I'll run everybody out of town. We'll be number one, blah, blah, blah. And they sent Shark, a shark wrapped in paper, like kind of like a Sicilian message.
Yeah.
And Shark's first thought was, why did they have to kill the shark? Shark wasn't concerned about losing his job or getting in a war. He just said, why did they have to kill the shark? That's all he cared about.
That's how
you knew that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, you like him? I don't know anything about him.
I mean, my interactions with him, he was nice. But I don't know. Like, I know the dumb stuff that he's done. Yeah.
He really is one of those old school.
When I worked in Tallahassee, he worked at the market that was like right near there, and he would come down all the time, and he was like, hanging out. I would meet up at like the different rock shows and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know him. I just heard stories, too, but I don't know the guy at all.
And then when I first got hired at 97X, he called to try and get me to come over to 98 Rock instead. To piss off Shark. That was the whole reason.
Do you try to figure out, well, you probably don't, Gio, because you're still on the good side, but Galvin, do you try to figure out when you meet people and they don't like you what we said for them not to like us?
No.
Like, I saw Jesse Cage the other day. When somebody's coming at you, in a tenth of a second, you're like, oh, that guy, I'd say hi to him, whatever. Shake his hand. He's not a bad. He just walks right by me, and I go, oh, wait a second. What did he say? <All right. laughs> Then my thoughts go from, what do we do, to Jesse Cage Realtor to do, that might be it.
You have cracked a lot of cage wisers over the years.
But celebration. It's a tribute. You know what I mean? I don't know. I do. It happens to me a lot. I see people and I go, this guy looks familiar. Like, you just hear the computer going, this guy looks familiar. Oh, he works at this store. Oh, I like that guy. Oh, no. Oops. Said he had a fat wife. Walk the other way, you know. try to just compute it as it's happening, as it's moving forward. So, all right, let's take a break. Carmen will tell you what we have to give away. We got a whole bunch of stuff added for the week, and we'll play Sporkle next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calter Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic.